A Kansas City, Kansas man has been charged with felonies in connection to the shooting death of a Sedalia man on Saturday. According to a release from the Sedalia Police Department, officers responded to the 700 block of East 17th Street about a subject who was lying in the street. Upon arrival, officers discovered Robert G. Fox, who had died from an apparent gunshot wound to the chest. On February 24th, an autopsy was conducted and confirmed the victim died from the gunshot wound. After an investigation, detectives were able to establish money was owed to a subject in the Kansas City area stemming from illegal activity. Through the investigation, detectives found that prior to the incident, the victim was in a vehicle parked on East 17th Street when an altercation occurred. During the altercation, the victim was shot once in the chest. The victim was able to get out of the vehicle before the vehicle fled the scene. Evidence led officers to a subject who also lived in the Kansas City, Kansas area. By using law enforcement investigation resources, detectives were able to track the suspect vehicle to Sedalia prior to the homicide and back to the KCK area. With the assistance of the Career Criminal Task Force that operates in the greater Kansas City metro area, the suspect vehicle was located in Mission, Kansas on February 25th. Detectives from the Sedalia Criminal Investigations Bureau responded to Kansas to interview witnesses. A suspect was developed and arrested in Overland Park, Kansas. Daniel Fernandez has been charged with a Class A felony for murder in the second degree, a Class D felony for kidnapping in the second degree, and an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. Fernandez is being held on a no-bond warrant pending extradition to Pettis County. The Sedalia Police Department will continue to investigate this homicide. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Criminal Investigations Bureau or Detective John Fellows at 660-827-7812, extension 1247. Saline County authorities are seeking information from the public to help locate a woman with an active warrant. A news release from the Sheriff's Department says 41-year-old Jennifer Marie Ray is wanted for felony failure to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance with bond set at $15,000 cash only. Ray is described as being white, about 5'2", 115 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. If you have any information as to the whereabouts of Ray, you are urged to contact the Sheriff's Department at 660-886-5512. You can see a picture of Ray with the posting of this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Any persons wishing to file a declaration of candidacy to appear as a candidate for nomination at the August 4th, 2020 primary election, filing began at 8 a.m. this past Tuesday. Filing will continue during regular business hours until 5 p.m. Tuesday, March 31st at the Saline County Clerk's Office at 9 East North Street in Marshall, the north side of the square. According to a news release, filing for County Commissioner for the Northern District and Southern District, Sheriff, Assessor, Treasurer, Public Administrator, Coroner, and Surveyor will be accepted. Also, political officers who are being elected during the primary election and are required to sign up during the same period include township or ward committeeman or committeewoman. If candidates have any questions regarding specific filing requirements, they may contact the Saline County Clerk's Office at 660-886-3331. KMMO News Time, 735. Asam Amari, age 77, of Marshall, died Monday. Prayers were held and rites conducted at the Islamic Center of Greater Kansas City. Burial took place at the Mid-America Muslim Cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall was in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 94-year-old Francis Brady Hoft Fisher Evert of Emma, who died Sunday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Emma. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 85-year-old Sam Logan of Slater, who died Sunday, will be held at 11 a.m. today at St. Paul Baptist Church in Slater, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Mount Moriah Cemetery. Weicker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 93-year-old Martha Schrader of Boonville, who died Monday, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Walnut Grove Cemetery. funeral service for 75-year-old Ronnie Hellebush of Glasgow, who died Wednesday, will be held at 10 a.m. Monday at St. Mary Catholic Church in Glasgow. Burial will follow at Washington Cemetery in Glasgow. Prayers of the Rosary will begin at 4:30 p.m. with visitation to follow from 5 to 7 p.m. Sunday at Fremont Free's funeral home in Glasgow. Funeral service for 89-year-old Dorothy Gerlt of Marshall, who died Wednesday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Monday. Burial will follow Tuesday service at Hazel Grove Cemetery in Herndon. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.